All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true.
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Just one of those days when you don't want to wake up. Everything is fucked, everybody sucks. You don't really know why, but you want to justify ripping someone's head off. No human contact, and if you interact, your life is on contract. Your best bet is to stay away, motherfucker. It's just one of those days. It's all about the heat.
I'm so mad right now.
Shut up.
It's just one of those days.
It's just one of those days. I love that song. I get so mad.
Shut up, I'm working.
Dean's really mad today. He's in a bad mood. I'm actually in a bad mood today. Are you in a bad mood, Peyton?
I mean, I've been in better moods.
Yeah. So we decided to do a different type of a show. We're going to do things that really piss us off today. Dean, oh, let me look at that first. So, Dean, I asked Dean, I said, Dean, what do you want to do for a show? And he said, let's do stuff that makes us mad. I said, okay. I said, Dean, what makes you mad? And Dean replied to me.
Dean has a long list. Right off the bat.
He has a really long list.
Yep.
Okay. Dean said...
What?
I don't know. I don't know what that was. I'm shutting up. Goodbye. It was like an... Okay, quiet. Okay. Okay, so this is Dean's thing. I said, Dean, what do you want to do? He says, hey, what gets you mad? What do you want to bitch about? I said. He said, getting old, kids, parents today, work, this weather, money, baseball, bills. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. People. Pimples, shaving, today's music, soccer, diarrhea, the Pope, red lights, baby cows, Australian accent, rise up lights.
Down under.
Nair. Say nair.
That was awful. That was awful.
Nair. That's what they say. Nair. Cheap ketchup. Cheap ketchup. Hummus. First off, I hate hummus.
Oh my God, I love hummus.
Disgusting. God, I hate hummus.
Why is hummus even around? It's chickpeas.
It's like, so good.
I'll eat chickpeas in a salad, but I do not want to eat hummus. I think it's terrible. And they put like garlic and oil in it.
Mm, so good.
You like
so
that.
So healthy, so fresh.
Oh, I'll tell my hummus story later.
Okay. Okay. Australian accents, cheap ketchup, hummus, fish smells. Like maybe like sushi. And that was it. And then he talked about something else. What made him probably mad was that we haven't started planning for this, the season one finale we're going to do, which is going to be.
Oh, it's going to be great.
We're going to do.
Oh. We are very excited about
it. I mean, you guys kept talking about it while I was doing things. It
just keeps getting better.
Because it's going to be fun. That's why.
Yeah.
And we're going to have more people here. And it's going to be. Dean, you can do it. Go ahead. You say it, what we're doing.
We're doing Jeopardy!
Woo!
What kind of Jeopardy?
Game show. Trivia. Yeah. Questions.
It's beer Jeopardy and Adler.
Are we going to drink?
Adler. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know what?
Start again.
We got to get...
Dean, what are we going to do?
Drunk Jeopardy!
Drunk Jeopardy.
Yeah, we got to get drivers.
Oh, we'll get drivers.
Yeah, we're fine.
I'm not worried about that.
All right.
Uba.
Does that make you mad?
Ubas?
Yeah.
You know what makes me mad is when... All right, you want to know what makes me mad? All right, my buddy Jeff. Everybody knows Jeff that comes in here. This is Jess's husband. He is about half the size of me, but he can drink me under the table.
No way.
Yes. Not many people can. He can.
Really?
He can do it. I don't know how he does it. He just drinks me under the table. I don't pee all night long, but he drinks me under the table.
You pee all the time.
No, I don't.
Yes,
you do. I don't.
Go, Jeff.
You're making me mad.
You you break the seal, and it's every 5 minutes.
Mm, fair.
That's not true.
It is true.
No, I'm not you, but I just meant fair. When you break the seal, you have to go.
It is true. That
every
is
5 minutes.
So that really makes me mad that this little guy can outdrink me. Hmm. And he's done that since I've known him. And I try. Now, see, maybe I do go a little bit further. Like, we went to Liederkranz, and the girls were here working, and I was at the Liederkranz with you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I got obliviated.
I don't even know if that's
isn't that a good word?
Obliterated.
No. Obliviated. No? Look it up.
I was going to say, I don't know. You're asking the wrong girl. God. But you were white girl wasted.
I was definitely white boy wasted. I know that.
You were white girl wasted.
I passed out in the Uber.
Nice.
In the Uber? You're lucky they took you home.
Well, I talked to him and I said, you could just take Jeff home.
Once he got in the car, they didn't know what to do with him.
Yeah, they were like, ugh.
Where are we going to drop this mall? Where are we going to drop
him? I said, just drop me off.
They were like, get him out of my car. Is he going to get sick?
Yeah, this one says, maybe this isn't it.
Obliviated.
Yeah.
Obliviated,
I forget. It says wipe from existence.
Well, that was your memory.
Often, yeah. For into the act of erasing memories. See? I didn't know what I was doing. That's what I meant.
Dean, you know what makes me mad?
What?
Shut up. I know what you're going to say.
What?
You're going to say that I think I know what I'm talking about when it comes to words.
No, actually. Okay. Not even. That makes me mad that you thought you knew what I was going to say.
Oh.
And you didn't.
Blossom, what makes you mad?
This weather.
Oh, yes. Yeah, this weather sucks.
It makes my hair huge.
That's what you're going to say?
Yeah.
God. I thought maybe you would say something like, it's depressing.
Well, it is. But I'll melt if I go in the rain. Mm. It's like the Wicked Witch of the West.
I had to work in the rain a little bit.
I got to get the grass cut.
My grass is so high right now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I can't even see my dog.
And it's supposed to rain through, like, Friday now.
Yeah. Well, Friday night is supposed to be actually clear. And we're going to be at the Reading Phillies. And. Oh, the ice. That was the ice maker. Ghosts are here. Spirits. Friday night, we're going to be at the Reading Phillies, and there's a bunch of tickets. So if anybody wants tickets, come on in. I'll give you tickets for the game.
Adler night.
We'll be there. Well, it's a good night. It's like major fireworks. Major fireworks that night. It's like one of the biggest ones they're going to have. And we have like box seats, and we have a ton of tickets to give away. So...
Where were you going with this?
I knew where I was going with this. So this is the other thing is my that what makes me mad.
I hate when Mike starts talking. You don't know where it is.
Thank you.
Because he rambles. Mm-hmm. That's what I get mad.
Oh, that's for you.
Okay, continue with your story.
Anyway, my daughter is going to throw out the first pitch on Friday night. That's
go
what I'm trying
Ev.
To get to. Yeah. Woo. She's going to throw out the first pitch Friday night.
Woo.
Yeah. She said no. I said, yes, you are. She goes, no. I don't want to. I said, you are. She goes, no. I said, yes. No. I hung up on her. So the answer is yes. She is.
Oh, so she's not fully on board.
She's not yet, but I told her I'd give her tickets to take her girlfriends.
Okay.
Even her boyfriend.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that hurt.
Yeah, but that's okay. That's all right. She's doing very well with it, and they're a good match. Anyway, moving on.
Go, Ev. We love her.
Yeah, we do. Anyway, so, Dean, out of that whole list you gave me, pimples?
Pimples piss me off. You ever get a pimple in a weird spot that, it's just one freaking, not like, I'm not even a teenager. It's not like I got a lot of pimples, but I always get one in a weird place, you know, like right between your eyebrows.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Like just something, just a you know piss what? You off.
I did get one like right on my eyebrow. But I don't get them. I rarely get pimples. I rarely get any
Dr.
pimples.
Pimple Popper.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
I can't stand it.
Oh, I love it.
Mm-mm.
Love it.
I hate pimples. And I don't like when people pop pimples. Leave me alone. Do your own thing. Oh, yeah. Pop your own pimples.
Don't do that in front of people. No, that's a private thing.
In front of people?
You mean like behind closed doors you can pop your pimples?
Yeah.
Does your wife pop pimples?
I would imagine. I don't.
Would you let her pop your pimple?
Yeah, if it was a odd spot, yeah.
Okay, like
yeah.
Where, on like your Dr. back
Pimple
or something?
Popper. Do you ever watch that?
Dr. Pimple Popper's great.
I love it.
God, it's so gross.
Oh my God, it's my favorite.
Oh my God, it's so disgusting.
What's that other show where they have like stuff going wrong?
Botched.
Botched is
great. Yeah.
Botched, that's disgusting too.
I love it.
Disgusting, yeah.
People great. Come in, my boob is like longer than the other boob. Yeah. Can you fix this? They really messed
they're
up.
Like, they're like cockeyed. Like, yeah.
They go like 9 and 3 the other way. They got blue-eyed boobs.
I've got cross-eyed boobs.
Cross-eyed boobs.
You can't tell if you're looking right. up here or not. Yeah.
I'm not a big pimple popping guy. I don't like the shows.
Huh.
Lame.
You made fun of my comment about cheap ketchup.
I don't like cheap ketchup. That's not funny.
Nothing worse than cheap ketchup.
No, you're right. I'm a Heinz 57 guy.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But no, I do not like cheap ketchup either. Especially when you go to a place and you see that they're actually putting cheap ketchup on the table.
Oh, you know what's bad?
Or they fill it.
When you go to a place that's like, we're farm to table. And they always make all their own condiments and shit. And they suck.
I hate ketchup to begin with.
Good
ketchup. Well, you said you don't like any red stuff. No, you don't like red sauce.
Tomato sauce. No ketchup. Nope. But
ketchup is great.
I do
it's
like
weird.
It is really weird. Yeah, but I will eat pizza if it's not saucy, and I will eat tomatoes like in a salad. No red sauce. Strictly no red sauce ever or ketchup.
Do you know what I hate? I hate when you do something for somebody and they forget to thank you.
Ooh, that's a good one.
And I'll tell you, I did it. I just did it recently, and I have to make that phone call. So on my birthday, we had that party. Spenny's sent over a pizza for me, and it said, happy birthday.
Aww.
And I have yet to call him and say thank you.
Come on.
Shame on you.
I know. That is a real... It's a dick move. I know that. And I'm sorry. And they're fantastic people over at Spenny's. And they are the best cheesesteak. I don't care what anybody says. They are the best cheesesteak. I used to sell cheesesteaks at my old place, and I'll tell you, they're really good. They do remind me of Jim's down in Philly. And that's another thing I hate. I hate a bad cheesesteak. I hate a cheesesteak. You know what I hate? When the bread falls apart because it's too greasy. Now, I'm not going to name names of any places around here, but their bread falls apart.
Or when they put red sauce.
I know. Yeah, why do you put
Come
sauce on cheesesteaks?
I like a little red sauce.
Well, no, that's called a pizza steak. And that's a pizza steak. You put mozzarella on it, and you put the sauce on it, and then you throw it in there, and you melt it, and then you hand it. It's a pizza steak.
Do you know that little food truck you had the other week? They made a pretty...
Munchies. He does a nice little job. He does.
What did you get?
Munchies, a little...
Yeah.
They had a pretty respectable cheesesteak.
Oh, I didn't know they had cheese.
I hate when people call it Philly cheesesteak. When you go out of town, here's a Philly cheesteak.
Oh, yeah.
Don't eat it.
I never
It tastes like shit.
I never had a really good cheesesteak in Philly.
No, see, that's not true.
Really? What?
Yeah.
That just made me mad.
I don't know.
Come on.
They've been going to the wrong places. I don't know.
Delisandro's.
Well, where do you go? I don't like so Delisandro's.
I do.
I think Delisandro's is awful.
Oh!
It's chopped. It's chopped. It looks like dog food.
Whatever.
But like, okay, I like Jim's, but it's not my favorite. There's two different types of cheesesteaks in Philly, right? The way I used to make it was...
Ooh, that sounds good.
excuse me.
So there's two different types. You have your sliced and then you have your chopped. And I like them both. I used to make it with the sliced.
I like it chopped.
You like it chopped. Mm-hmm. I like it where they take the... And you get double meat. So when I go... Okay, I go to Oregon Steaks in Philly. When I'm in South Philly, I go to Oregon Steaks. Now, I do like Angelo's, but I like Oregon Steaks because it's right there near the stadium. And Oregon Steaks is great. You get double meat, American with. And it's really good. And I do put ketchup on it. Like, I'm a ketchup fiend.
Ew.
I do.
Oh, no, no.
That's what you get for that.
I've always put ketchup. No, I love ketchup on my cheese stick.
No.
It's so
probably
good.
It's just cheap ketchup, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably cheap, oh, shitty. So this is not a PG show, because obviously when I put that song on, this is not.
It's organic. This is not,
oh, I hate organic. That's the other thing I hate. You know what else I hate? No, I ain't going to bring it up. I ain't going to bring it up. I hate the all the allergies that go on nowadays. Like, when I was younger, I didn't hear everybody has all these allergies.
Are you allergic to anything?
Bee stings.
Oh.
Deadly allergic to
bee stings.
I'm allergic
to nothing. Not one thing.
There's something out there that bothers you that you're allergic to.
No.
Absolutely.
Nope.
You know what bothers me about Blossom?
When she doesn't admit that something's... she's allergic to something.
All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. Oh. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true!
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Told us the other week that she can't ride a bike.
She cannot ride a bike.
That, the more I think about,
do you
that,
not want to learn, or you don't really care?
It kind of makes me mad too. Don't worry.
It's like,
well, I know how to do it.
Did you not have the opportunity, or?
Oh my gosh, I know. My parents took me out all the time. I know how to do it. I just can't do it. I can't get from point A to point B.
You fall?
Yes.
What if we put training wheels on?
No, that's embarrassing.
It's not embarrassing. There'll be nobody around. We'll put training wheels on. No. We'll take this on the road.
Nope. When do I ever need to ride a bike?
But yeah,
an apocalypse, when everything's down, you need a bike to get away from the zombies.
And I'm done. I'm a goner.
Eat her.
Yeah.
But yet you can ride a...
belt sander?
She's going to do the belt sander race on July 12th.
We don't actually know that I can ride it. We're just assuming.
Maybe we made a wrong decision there.
Yeah.
No, I'm fully confident in Peyton. I think she's going to do fantastic. I am fully... even if she falls off, who cares? It doesn't matter. She's learning.
I care if I fall off.
There will be paramedics.
And there will be videos.
I might have to wear a helmet.
Oh, I have a couple.
Oh, you should wear a helmet.
Like a cute one, though.
No, we should put it on.
It's not cute. You got to have a big... helmet.
We should put like horns on it or something.
You want to wear my hard hat?
If it was pink.
We need to decorate her helmet.
Yeah.
You can have my hard hat.
No, that's embarrassing. That's not cute.
No.
It doesn't have to be cute.
Yes, it does.
Are you going to fall cute?
It should be.
Yeah.
You can be like, oh.
It should be cute.
It should be cute.
Yeah.
Like pink and bedazzled. We're going to wear t-shirts.
We're not bedazzling. You want a bedazzled hard hat?
Just wear like a bright red wig. With a helmet over top that has horns or something.
This could be cute.
Yeah.
Little knee pads.
I have knee pads.
Probably
for you
should because
little elbow pads.
Paramedics can only do so much.
This could be good. We're gonna wear t-shirts.
Clear. What happened to her? Oh, she fell off. She fell off the belt sander.
When they call
and it
name,
ran over her.
When they call her name, me and Mike are gonna carry her in or on our shoulders.
Yes.
Oh, that was wrong. Oh.
What?
I had the dome
this
all.
What happens when you give your kids too many toys?
I need an entrance song.
Oh, I got one for you.
We need,
like a big one.
What do you want?
The Powerpuff Girls song.
No, like I need like a, like I'm going out like on WWE, how they get those like entrance songs.
Okay.
Just gets everybody riled up.
Yes.
All right. Let's get you an entrance song.
We'll think about it.
You go ahead. I'll think about it right now.
And we're going to wear matching t-shirts.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll match.
Team Peyton. Woo.
Why wouldn't it be Adler? Why wouldn't it be Team Adler?
Oh.
But we're behind Peyton.
And who's Peyton?
Yeah.
Oh, we're going with Blossom.
I guess I could wear an Adler t-shirt with my name on the back.
Huh.
What else makes you mad? Why? I have a question for you.
Yes.
Why do baby cows make you mad?
Okay.
I feel like that's mean.
First of all, do you know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about the baby cow that has all the hair and stuff, and every once in a while you see them, and people are like, oh, they're so cute.
Yep.
It's a stinky,
yeah, they're called something, aren't they?
Disgusting, smelly animal.
Baby cows?
The ones with the really long hair.
Yeah.
He's talking about.
I like them.
So do I.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with them.
They stink.
Okay, I have the first song. I have the first song that we'll put it out there. You ready?
Oh, God.
This is a good song. This is a song that's actually a famous song, and they play it at Virginia Tech. Do you know what it is? When the Virginia Tech team comes out, they play this song.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
You could walk out.
No, you guys are carrying me
oh,
out.
Oh, we're carrying you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody starts jumping up and down.
Ooh, I like where we're going with this.
This is actually my alarm on my phone.
Is it?
Yep.
Mine's Star Wars right now. So this could be... All right, we'll do this as... Choice one. Or A. We'll go with A. Okay. All right, we all
They're
that's...
called Baby Highland Cattle.
Exactly.
These guys,
yeah, they're awful.
They're so cute.
Oh, no, they're not.
Okay, so choice A is Enter Sandman by Metallica.
Yeah, I kind of like it. Kind of loving it.
Or do you want to go with this one? I mean, this is the one we came out to.
No. Very negative to start out my sandbelt experience.
Okay. How about this one? Maybe you'd like this one.
It's a little too slow. Too slow.
And in this corner, coming out.
No.
That's not her at all.
This is not me.
Okay. She doesn't want to be the bitch song. Okay. That's good. All right. Yeah. So we're not doing that one.
What?
That's that song. It's called...
You're canceled.
All right. Moving on.
There you go.
Ooh. Eye of the Tiger.
Oh.
Oh, sorry. I just stole your thunder.
Oh, you just blew it.
Does that make you mad?
I hate that.
Do you hate that when people steal your thunder?
No.
What makes you mad, Mike? Well, I could think of a long list, but...
I think last week we proved it was the Phillies.
Yeah, I did 20 minutes on the Phillies. I got in a lot of trouble. A lot of people did not like it.
We really needed you on the bill.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, guys.
Left us hanging.
I was out to dinner with my mom.
What do you think?
Choice B.
This is a good one.
Rocky.
This is
the fight one.
This is the winner.
This is the fight one.
Yep.
This is when he's fighting Apollo Creed and they're doing the long time.
Oh, and I could come out like that too.
You want to come out with gloves on?
Yes.
Oh, you should.
Okay, so that's choice B.
Come out with the robe and the gloves and stuff.
That's Wait, this actually is amazing.
That's called Go in the Distance, actually. That's not, you know, going to fly now.
We'll immediately have the crowd on your side.
This is going to be great. Now I'm feeling excited.
See, these are the kind of events that you can't do half-assed. You just got to...
I agree.
Jump in.
I agree. Not really sure how I got signed up for this, but...
And then it won't be so bad when you immediately fall off.
I know.
Or this one, choice C.
Too.
I don't know. I like going the distance.
I kind of do too. It makes it seem like I'm kind of scary. You know what I mean? Like I'm going to put up a fight going down that ramp.
Let's go back to go. Well, we'll do it at the end. We'll do it at the end. Let me write
it's not
these
a ramp,
down.
Right?
Well, you remember?
We're just going straight.
No, you're going straight. You watched the video.
I'm not going to remember enough.
I know. I was just clarifying. Why don't you like hummus? I'm offended. I love
hummus.
It's so fresh.
All right, the first time I ever had hummus, I was stuck on a plane from here to Seattle, right? So like 3.5 hours on a plane, and they were giving you the crappy snacks and stuff, and I said, let me try hummus. You know, some people like it. And I put it in my mouth, and it sucked. I hated it so bad. I spit it out, and for 3.5 hours, I couldn't get that awful taste out of my mouth.
Well, why would you eat hummus on an airplane?
I didn't know. I never had it before.
That's that was terrible. A bad call.
That's really bad. Oh, I got another one.
Is there certain...
You might laugh at this one. All right, let's go back to... So it was choice A. What was choice A again?
No. I'm going with just B.
Well, we're going to play it at the end, and we're going to vote.
Oh, okay. They can vote.
What was choice A? You remember? I played it first. Oh, it was the Rocky one. It was.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. It was Rocky.
It was Metallica or Led Zeppelin.
Oh, Enter Sandman.
Yeah. Okay.
B was the Rocky theme, but it was Going the Distance.
Yep, Going the Distance. And then C
was Rocky theme.
Yep.
And then D,
Eye of the Tiger.
Eye of the Tiger.
Come support me. July 12th.
Okay, so that's...
Birdie's in.
That's the...
I'll be there.
I'll probably throw a couple more in there, though. I don't know. I think it'd be fun.
Do I actually get an entrance song?
We're gonna make one.
We're going to have one if anybody else likes it.
Oh, boy.
Why don't we do the podcast that day? Oh, that would be so much fun there.
How is that going to work?
I don't know. We'll figure it out.
There's like hundreds of people there.
I hate when you doubt me. That's what I hate.
Hmm. Yeah.
Doubting sucks.
Sometimes you're negative.
Me?
Yeah.
Negative Nelly.
Negative Nancy.
I'm calling you Nelly.
It's negative
I hate when you change your own name.
Nosy Nelly. Negative Nancy.
Despicable. All right, so we have four right now. You know what? I'll tell you a little story, and I hate this.
I hate when you tell long stories.
It's not. I'm gonna just do a short story. It's called the I Hate This Show. Okay, so here's what happened. We're down in Florida, and we're at Disney. We're at Disney. We're in the Galaxy Quest. There, we're not Galaxy Quest. That's a movie. The Galaxy. Whatever. What's it called? Galaxy's Edge, right? No, Star Wars.
Yeah.
So we're down there, and we eat at the cantina. And it had this, they bring out this, like, platter, like this charcuterie thing, right? And there's a whole bunch of things in there, everything. And I'm, like, eating. I'm like, this is good. And then I found this brown stuff. I was like, oh, let me try that. It's good. I eat it. I was like, oh, this is really good. I eat it. I finished it. And then Stacy stared at me, my wife. And she goes, how was your duck pate? And I said, you didn't stop me? She goes, no.
Ew.
Ew, it was right.
But you liked it, so
I did like
not
it, but
ew.
Now I'm mad.
Oh, I thought she was mad because she didn't get any.
No, she was having fun. It was a little joke on her part. But I was mad at that. Yeah. To this day, I'm still hungry.
He has never again finished all the duck pate.
I will never eat pate.
Never.
No. It was disgusting.
Right off the list. It's not even an option.
I was just going to say, it's not an option anymore.
So I hate when people fool you.
Okay. It's a good one. It's a good one.
Peyton, what do you hate?
Could be a long list. Okay, so I'm going to say this, but I'm not saying this because of you, because I said it earlier and you yelled at me. I hate when you yell at me. I know. I hate mess. I hate when things are messy. I hate when things are out of order. I hate when things are unorganized. I hate when things are out of routine.
Okay.
I hate when you play things so loud.
Who invited your mom? God.
I hate a mess.
Be fun.
You used to be fun.
You know what I hate? When people let their kids run crazy in public, like at a restaurant or something.
So do I.
Oh, my God. I think I should be allowed to smack them.
I love kids. I hate that.
I love kids, too. But
it's not a good look.
I wasn't allowed to do that when I was a kid.
Give him the iPad.
Okay, how about this one?
Time to play the game.
Terrible. That was awful. That's not what I thought it was.
No.
That was the game from
Triple
Eight. Nope. We're not doing that.
I think we got our list.
I think we're good.
I think it's okay. Nope. He's still looking.
I'm going to keep looking. There might be something new.
Yeah. No, I like it. Oh. Okay. Here he goes again. He's looking. Diarrhea, that makes you mad?
Yeah, what's with the diarrhea?
Right, it makes me mad when my dog has it inside.
That is
the worst.
I hate poop. I hate dog poop.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Out of all of the things?
I throw up. I could change a baby's diaper, no problem. I will throw up if there's dog shit in the house.
It's a little dramatic.
I do. I throw up. I remember one time our dog.
Shout out to Lincoln.
No, this is our old dog.
Oh.
This is Lola. She was a wonderful dog. I came home and she pooped all over the house, all diarrhea. I actually looked inside and I looked and I saw her and she looked at me and I smelled it. I shut the door. I was actually contemplating leaving and let somebody else
let
get
somebody
home.
Else front yeah.
I shut the door. I went. I left. I was like contemplating just. I'm out of here.
You're like, not today.
No, I don't want to do this. So diarrhea. So you don't like diarrhea or, I mean, who does?
I had a stomach flu last week.
Oh.
And it just was nonstop.
Mm. But then you felt so skinny.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say that. It wasn't that bad, but.
Okay.
Anyway. Moving on.
What else makes me mad?
You know what I can't stand?
What?
Inconsiderate people.
Like, you know, that's what I was
like
going
to
say.
In the morning when you go to like a Wawa or something and you hold the door open and people look at you like, what kind of weirdo are you?
Mm-hmm. And or they don't say thank you.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I hate them. You're welcome. I always say, you're welcome.
Yep.
You know what? I see that all the time at like. Now I go to like a McDonald's drive thru or something.
Mm-hmm.
And the people that work there don't even say it.
Oh.
Do you go to the other place, the chicken place?
You know what makes me mad when we're working and like there's only one or two of us and like you see that we're so busy. But like sometimes people just aren't having it.
No, they want that stuff now. I understand.
They want it right now, right that second.
They want to have a drink.
Oh, you touched on something. You know what? I always want a Chick-fil-A sandwich on a Sunday.
Oh, that makes me so mad. Oh. Every Sunday.
Every Sunday.
God's chicken.
Yep. You know why it's so good? Because he touches every piece with his finger.
With love.
He can taste it.
Mm-hmm. I know.
I feel reborn when I eat his chicken.
I went through a phase where I was getting it.
Recently.
I mean, recently, yeah. How often? Like, I mean, we were getting it.
Almost every day.
Okay. Well, I don't think it was every day, but it was at least every other. I was getting Chick-fil-A.
Every day.
You know what's amazing about Chick-fil-A?
Yes.
It never gets old.
They were the only place in the world where they can hire... They hire the nicest teenage kids you can ever find anywhere.
Yeah, where? How do they do this?
I don't know how they do it, but every one of them can speak, and they're nice, and they're, you know,
yeah.
Anywhere else you can't find it.
Chick-fil-A, you can.
So give Chick-fil-A some props there.
What do they say?
What's going on?
My pleasure.
My pleasure.
Huh.
We should start doing that here.
Here's your drink. My pleasure.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Where's here?
That's weird.
Where is here?
We are at Adler Brewing, 2210 Hampton Boulevard.
Wow.
Cheers.
I heard they have really nice bartenders.
Yeah, I heard that if you tip them, they'll remember you and give you superior service.
I heard that true. I can confirm that is true.
Do you remember the guy's name that tipped you really good?
I do.
What was it?
Charlie.
That was it, wasn't it?
Go, Charlie.
Yeah.
Good job.
You got a club
See?
Soda.
See that? He gave you a nice tip, and you still remember his name to this day.
Yeah.
She remembers.
You got a club soda with two limes.
The next time he needs a club soda, he's going to get, like, front of the line.
Yeah, he's going to get a club soda first.
Yep. Everybody
you know who's
wait.
Not? The person that's tapping on the bar.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'll get you in a minute. I have to get Charlie a club soda.
Mm-hmm. With two limes. Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
That's the way it works. That's the world.
That is the world.
Yep.
It's the way the cookie crumbles.
I hate when people say that. What else do you hate? Loathe.
Hmm.
It's got to be something. How about bad kids?
Oh, well, yeah.
There's inconsiderate a lot of kids.
Them. I'm just kidding. There's not a lot of them.
No, I can say.
There's a lot of them.
Kids are, it's all about their upbringing, I think.
Yes, it is. Can't expect a kid to grow up to be a decent human being if their parents aren't.
That's right. So that leads me to something else you said. Did you say something about parenting or parents or bad parents?
Mm-hmm.
You hate bad parents.
I hate when I go to a restaurant and there's a kid running around the whole time or screaming and yelling. You go to a Walmart and there's kids like screaming. And the parents are right there. I'm sorry. When I was a kid, that would have been a smack.
Oh. That's an, okay. That's another thing. I do hate that society has frowned on it. I never hit my kids. I never did, but I threatened each one of them. Each one of them got a threat. Each one of them was told, "You will get beat one time in your life. It's up to you when you're going to get it."
Did you ever get soap in your mouth?
Oh my God, yeah.
Same.
Oh my God. You got soap in your mouth?
Oh my God, yeah. It didn't work out very well, clearly.
Who put soap in your mouth?
Robin.
How about you, Dean? Did you get soap?
I didn't. I was the last of five kids. I saw all that stuff happen.
Oh, you know how to get around it.
Oh, I just stayed in my lane.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
I never stood in my lane.
No. You just came out and said...
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Damn it.
Yep.
Go take.
Yeah. Yeah, no. The bar soap was the worst, though. You could taste that in your mouth for a very long time. Sometimes I still have bubbles that come out.
Bubbles.
That was the same bar of soap that they used to wipe your butt.
Yeah. That's the same. Yeah.
We didn't have,
that's what it is.
We didn't have 17 different soaps in the shower.
You're getting ivory in the mouth.
Yep. No, I hope my mom used at least just on, fresh.
No, she did not. She used the ivory that they just washed their feet with.
Bad girl.
In your
mouth. I'm going to have to ask her that. You know, she's going to say, I don't remember. You didn't get soap in your mouth.
We could call her right now.
Maybe she'll call in.
We could call her.
She could call in.
And she can get on the air.
Let's see. I can see her location. She might still be at the grocery store. That's where she was.
We could have a show where we randomly call people.
She might have to come to the game show. I don't know how.
Where's she at? Rubmats.com?
She is at home.
Oh, okay.
She is at home.
Okay.
Why is it? Am I calling her? Is that what I'm doing?
I don't know
if
I could get her on here. I could get her on here. I could do it on here.
Oh, God. She is. You have to call her. She needs a filter.
I want to ask her about you and the.
How good of a child I was.
I want to know what kind of kid she was.
Oh, I was bad. My mom will tell you.
Huh.
I was really bad.
Can you? I don't think we could put it on. Well, we could. You could put it on speaker right there.
Okay, let's see.
And just tell her she's. You got to make sure you tell her that she's going to be.
I will.
On air. I'm moving your bell.
Oh, I'm stuck. Hi, Mom.
Hi, honey.
Okay, you're being recorded.
Oh no.
You're going to go on air, okay?
So just.
No. What?
But you're already on now.
Be mindful.
It's too late now.
Was I a good kid?
I'm going to ask her the questions. Okay. Robin, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. Do you know who this is?
Yes, I know exactly who this is.
Okay. My question to you is, what kind of a kid was your daughter, Peyton?
It's okay. You can be honest.
Well, she was a bit of a challenge as a baby. As a baby.
Okay, they don't need my whole medical history.
Yes, we do. That's fine.
She had colic, so she cried for the first year of her life.
Wow.
She never stopped crying until she was like in sixth grade.
Oh, my.
She still whines a lot.
I do still whine a lot.
She does whine a lot. She's very attached to her mommy.
That's not a bad thing.
No. She was a wonderful child.
Was I a rule follower?
Never. She was never a rule follower.
Yeah, that's what they were getting at.
Okay, it came up that, did you put a bar of soap in her mouth?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, here's the other question. You ready?
Yes.
Was that the same bar of soap that just came out of the shower that everybody uses?
That I don't even really remember. Maybe
see?
I got a fresh bar.
I told you my mom would get me a fresh bar.
And what do you remember what she said?
I probably got a fresh bar of soap.
See, she was a nice mommy.
Yes, I was. She did have a bar of soap in her mouth. Yes.
I think she got
because
the same
because she
one
was a little bit fresh as a child.
Like fresh? You mean like she cursed or?
Yes.
Oh,
as a child?
100%, yes.
Like, what did
she
you
was
say?
Always
like a sailor.
Very, opinionated. She was, yes, she had a strong personality, which I loved. I did love that.
But she still got she still got soap in the mouth for
a fresh bar.
Now, did you do that because you wanted to, or were you actually pressured to do that?
I didn't know what else to do with her.
So when she gets on my nerves here, should I just take a bar of soap and put it in her mouth?
Absolutely, positively, yes. I didn't know what to do with her.
We should keep the bar of soap.
Way she talked to me, I was going to show her that she wasn't allowed to talk to me like that as a child.
Did it work?
It didn't work.
No.
No.
Okay.
No. No. No, did not work.
Mom, did you ever get a bar of soap in your mouth?
No. No. Mimi was mean, so no, we were afraid to talk to her like that.
Hmm. Interesting.
Huh.
Do you think...
Interesting.
Does... She was mean. Mimi is was mean or still is, or...
No.
She won't listen to this.
Mimi won't listen to this, no.
Oh, is Mimi what?
She won't listen to this.
No. Mimi wouldn't know what a podcast is.
No. Has no clue.
Were you afraid of her?
Is she still mean? Oh, absolutely. 100%.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm still afraid of her. She's 88 years old. I'm terrified of her.
Oh, my. Do you think Peyton gets her anger from her?
Yes. She is her grandmother's granddaughter. Yes.
She showed me a picture of Mimi, and I think she looks exactly like her. You can tell they're like from the same tribe.
Well, my mom looks just like her, and I look just like my mom.
Yeah.
I actually think you look more like Mimi.
You think I look more like Mimi?
I do.
Ooh.
Yeah. Well, she is.
Do I look 88?
No. There's no makeup.
I'm not wearing any makeup right now.
Definitely
makeup
her.
On, so.
Yeah. Mike has not met her yet.
No. I said to bring her out to the bar.
No.
Yeah. We don't know if we get her on the stool. We're not quite sure about that yet.
Well, there's tables.
Yeah.
She'll scare everybody away.
Yeah.
No, I don't think she will.
She would be nice as pie in here.
Yeah, she would.
Mm-hmm. That would be fun. She came in here and got really
mean. It depends on her mood.
Well, that's true. It depends on her mood. She might be tripping people with her cane.
Oh, that would be so funny.
Yeah.
I would laugh.
You never know.
She's terrifying. That's all I have to say.
What are you going to do? You're walking by and an 88-year-old woman tripping with her cane.
Okay, I love you, Mom.
Okay, love you, too.
Thank you.
Bye.
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 No, there she is. That's the famous Robin. That's the one that...
She was getting stressed. You could tell.
I could tell she was a little stressed.
She was a little formal. She's like it was a job interview.
No. But I don't think she liked when I said, is that the same one that people just wash their feet with? And she goes, I think I gave her a fresh bar. What else is she going to say? Of course she didn't. She's not going to say that.
It's like our child service is going to be called.
No, she's like...
Ew.
What? Hair on the bar. It happens.
Whatever. I will never give my kid the bar of soap.
No.
I still cough up bubbles. I'm just kidding. If I have a kid like me, then yeah.
Oh, well, that's what happens.
I know.
It's
the karma.
Curse.
It's my mom's head. It is. It's karma.
You know, next time we'll have to call somebody for you, and then we'll call somebody for me.
Ooh.
That's not a bad idea.
Who would you call if you got your one phone call?
Me?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Like if I need help?
Prison, if you're in jail. You just got arrested for streaking.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely calling my mom.
You're calling Robin.
I guess.
I'd probably just ride it out.
You just stay there?
Yeah, just stay
Kelly.
There. It'd be better than calling Kelly. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah, that'd be scary.
You would call Robin?
Yeah, I would call Robin.
She would know what to do?
No, she wouldn't know what to do.
But she would ask.
She might be really mad, though. She doesn't ever get mad, but when she gets mad... I might be better off actually calling my dad if I was calling from jail.
What would you get arrested for?
I don't know. Let's hope I never, get arrested.
I've never been arrested. But we're going to leave it at that. I don't really want to...
I don't really think it's a hole we should dive down.
That's it. Hey, we could do that another show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's been arrested?
Okay.
Anyway. So yeah, we got off subject. We do that a lot.
So what's the story with the next podcast?
What are you looking for?
No, nothing.
You got up on there. What are you looking for?
Nothing.
You're looking at the time.
Yeah, I like to check the time.
She likes to see what the time is. It's 43 minutes and 50 seconds.
Mike makes it a little long.
Yep.
I am looking at it. I'm looking down at it right now.
What's the story with the next podcast? Something special?
Yeah, we're going to do the Drunk Jeopardy.
Drunk Jeopardy.
I think it'll be a lot of fun. We're going to do teams. Awesome.
My bestie's coming.
We're going to have more girls here. You, both.
Both my besties.
Yeah.
We're turning up the tech. We're going to have all kinds of sound effects.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's going to be awesome.
I can't wait.
Awesome. This is going to be the greatest show.
Yeah. I love when Dean gets excited.
He does. He's exciting.
It's going to be fun.
I know.
It's like completely opposite from baby cows.
Oh, I know.
I hate baby cows.
I thought of something on your list that makes me mad too. Traffic. Because when I was driving here, there was traffic and everybody was stopped on the highway, but there was no reason.
But
if we all just keep going.
They don't know.
This is what I don't understand, how traffic accumulates. That was a big word, wasn't it? Accumulates. If we all just keep going, why are we all getting backed
traffic
up?
Traffic should be obliviated.
I was just thinking that I was going to use it.
Do you know what? On my way
to work,
be
obliviated.
On my way to work, I have to do those traffic circles.
Oh, yeah. I'm doing them right now, yeah.
They are stupid.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know how to do those circles.
You gun it,
so
don't you?
So I just gun it. I press on the gas, and I just pray.
90% of the people don't know how to drive in a
traffic
circle.
That's me.
Press and pray.
Press and pray. That's me. I'm a press and prayer. I apologize in advance. It's stressful.
Well, I'm the one in back of you hitting the horn.
Why? You're not the one going. I am.
Okay. Get in the traffic. I hate when people don't close the gap. If you're driving in Philly, you have to close the gap. Or some idiot is going to just, right in front of you, his little Mazda RX-7 is going to go right in front of you with the low riding rims and stuff. He's going to, right in front of you. You got to close the gap between you and the car in front of you. You have to. You have to close the gap. And it is extremely important. I hate when people don't do it.
If you got nowhere to go, get out of the left lane.
You don't. Well, that's Jersey, too. They hate when we, in Pennsylvania, ride the left lane.
Mm-hmm.
Hate it.
I'm not a very good driver. I know it's shocking to everybody.
Yeah, but you get from point A to point B.
I do, yeah. My issue, kind of with the circle, I'm just going for it. When in doubt, I'm just going for it. And it's not a very good motto to have when driving.
But when you see a car coming, like, you know it's coming around. Okay, so I don't know.
Well, because how the heck do you know whose turn it is? Or who's going where?
You just got to yield.
No, I just go. You just...
How many times you get honked at?
Oh, I get honked at all the time. All the time. Sometimes I just wait back. Oh,
sorry.
Nope, sorry.
So sorry.
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 Can you give a good Australian accent?
Sorry.
That's kind of British. How about you?
Mm-mm. Nope, I don't do accents.
Sorry, Mike.
I think you do.
Sorry, Mike.
I think you do.
I don't do them on mic'd up.
She does. I've heard her.
I'm not good at them.
No, there you go. Are you feeling bum?
That's all you're going to get.
I'm not going to feel your bum.
I hate when people think they know how to do an accent and they can't.
I do that a lot.
That's why I don't do them.
I do that.
You do a fine accent. It's good.
I have to be in the moment. You just really put me on the spot.
We're all staring at you like, hello. All right, moving on.
Well, crickets.
Oh, I got to get a cricket soundbite.
I know, that would be good.
You have to mark your little soundboard there.
Yeah,
because this has like 18 of them. You could just...
When you went outside, I was pressing buttons. And then Dean and I were just looking at each other laughing because I was... Oh, because I put my ear up to the microphone to see if I could hear anything. And
you put your ear to the microphone.
And then we were like, oops.
That's not the way it works.
So cool that she just admitted to it. It's funny. She's like,
yeah. And then Dean and I were laughing. I was like, well,
I'd laugh too.
You know what? There was a couple of cool days this weekend where there weren't many people here, and it was just like the whole crowd.
That's not good for me, no.
What? Oh, but it was the whole crowd. There's some days where you have like the whole bar just.
I heard it was really stupid because I wasn't here.
Yeah, that's it. But no, I like when you're sitting here and
you're shitting here.
Everybody's in the same conversation. That's
fine. Yeah, I do like that. That's why we called it Around the Bar. I'd like to do this live. I think it'd be fun in front of people. Because you guys can do it. And I don't care. I sit behind. I do this all the time. I just talk to people all the time.
We know.
I talk.
We could do Jeopardy live.
I'll do Jeopardy live. I'm not afraid of that. But I don't know how it's going to work. I have to be on the other side of the bar if I'm drinking.
And we can't all be over here when people are here to...
Well, I mean, we can bring somebody else in.
Okay, fair.
Yeah. Huh. Works out.
It'll work out. It's going to be fun. I can't wait.
Let's do it.
I'm not really good at Jeopardy questions, but I'm bringing the positivity. It's all that matters.
You should. And I think I'm going to be pretty good at it. I'll just tell you, I was...
I know a lot of facts.
I do. I know stupid things.
Like stupid things. But, Dean, you also know a lot of stupid things, too.
Of stuff that nobody would ask.
True. But you also know a lot of facts.
It'd be like, hey, Mike, Mojo?
Mojo Dojo.
Ding, ding, ding.
100 points.
If you just ask me questions about cartoons like Johnny Bravo and Mojo Dojo and... What was your favorite cartoon?
Speed Racer.
Oh, my God. Go, Speed Racer, go.
We know that. You could check out episode 3 to find out.
Is that what we said?
I don't know if it was episode 3, but we definitely talked about it.
I think we did.
I know we did.
Kind of had a thing for Trixie.
See, I don't remember. I did watch Speed Racer, though. I watched Speed Racer. I really enjoyed, I did like Scooby-Doo, but I was more like, I guess, a superheroes type thing. I liked superheroes. I know that. What was that? Go ahead.
No. It was a question.
What was the question?
When are we going to do the Ghost Hunters? Spirit Ooh, Hunters.
We got to set that up for season 2. I know.
Well, it'll have to be for season 2. We can open up with that for season 2.
We could.
Yeah, I really want to start with them a bang. In here.
We have them in here. We talk to them all the time.
Ooh. I just heard one.
Yeah. Oh, was that one? That's a shaky right here. Chew on this bar soap.
It's almost new.
Yeah, I definitely think your mom put a dirty bar soap in your mouth.
She would never.
She might have wanted to get even with you.
Probably. I was really mean. But in my defense, I wasn't mean I wasn't mean to just her.
You were mean to everybody.
Oh, that's better.
Yeah. All of my siblings, I was too.
You were that one.
I was that one.
Are you still that way?
No. Out of all of my siblings, yes.
You're the meanest.
Okay, mean's a little harsh.
Well, on a scale of
what does my mom always say?
She's horrible.
Why is she so mean?
So horrible. Your mom sounds like she's from the Bronx. She's so horrible.
Mike, why is she being so mean?
She's so mean to me. She's horrible.
Okay, I don't think she sounds like that.
She does.
Just like that.
And she cries a little.
She did. She shed a tear.
She did?
Mm-hmm.
No, she didn't.
She did.
She would never.
Peyton is so horrible.
Peyton was an awful child.
Suck on this ivory soap. I would think, what would you, I would be like Irish Spring. Put an Irish Spring in my mouth.
Oh, no, like a Dove vanilla.
Dove is good, yeah.
Yeah.
Dove would be like calm.
Yeah. Maybe like the vanilla scent might have a little sweetness to it. I don't know. Did Riley ever get the soap?
No, I bet you. Oh, my Riley or his? Oh, see, we both have Rileys.
Oh, see what I did there?
Yeah.
I know.
I wasn't even looking.
I wanted to see who would answer.
We were more of the liquid bath soap family.
Oh. So that
would have really sucked.
That would really be bad. That'd be evil.
Evil.
Okay, so everybody's going to vote, right?
Yeah, I mean...
You're going to send in and tell me, what should my entrance song be for when I am in the belt sander race?
I know.
Can you read my writing?
I know what it should be. I think we're in agreement.
I think we are, too. Should it be A, Enter Sandman, B, Going the Distance, C, the Rocky theme song, or D, Eye of the Tiger?
Should I play them or no?
I mean, I think you already did.
I mean, in a row. No, that's fine. Yeah. You don't want me to.
But I think, Dean, what do you vote? My vote is B, Going the Distance.
You want Going the Distance.
Yeah, I liked it too.
That's from that's when he was fighting. So I mean,
I know. I'm going to have my little gloves, a little robe.
You want to have a...
Dean's going to carry me on his shoulder.
That would be awesome.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that is kind of cool.
It is kind of cool.
It would immediately get the crowd behind you. Because nobody else is going to do anything cool.
No. But then what if I hype them up too much and I just let them down? It's not a good look, you know?
Well, no.
Do I really want to draw that much attention
that's
to me?
Not gonna, yeah, you do. Yeah.
Do I?
Yeah. Because that's the whole point of shit talking, is that if you actually win...
Well, then, I'm not shit talking.
Then you act like it was obvious we were going to win the whole time.
Okay, that's true. And I don't mean to toot my own horn, but I am on the shorter side. So, like, I am pretty tiny. I could make myself really small on that belt sander.
Yeah.
I have the potential to go really fast. I lack coordination, so I would say that's not my it's not a strength.
And you know, if you did win, people would fear you the next year.
That is true.
Yeah, you could be the champion.
The issue is you have to win not only once, but twice. You have to do it twice.
Yeah, to win.
I think it's good. I think we're okay.
Okay.
We'll have to figure something
out. Mark your calendars, people. I expect people to be there with signs. Posters.
We
maybe flowers.
We should have signs. That'd be
Should we paint our shirts?
What? Like, yes, you can paint your stomachs.
Paint our stomachs?
Yes, and then a little cutout of my head.
We could get little temporary tattoo flowers.
Ooh.
And all the fans of or the Blossom would have to wear a flower on their cheek.
The war paint. I'm going to have that on my cheeks.
Now we're doing war paint.
Yeah.
You're going to be like Ultimate Warrior.
It just keeps getting better.
It keeps getting freakier.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to look like Ultimate Warrior.
And I'm going to have... Well, I'm going to get a whole setup.
All right, so it's Going the Distance from the Rocky soundtrack.
If you think you have a better one, though...
No, I do like that
one. You can send
it
in.
I've always liked that
one.
I think we're good.
The listeners.
Oh. Four of them.
Okay, well, Doug, if you're listening to this and you have a better one...
Oh, he'll come in and he'll tell you.
I know.
And then Jeff and Cindy might have one.
They might have a good one.
And there's some new people that have come in, too. Maybe they'll be listening and they'll say, I think you should do Power
I saw Girls. A video of a girl doing it, but she was wearing open-toed shoes.
Yeah, don't do that.
Absolutely. No. That's terrible idea.
You'll get sander toe.
Ooh, not sander toe.
No, it's like turf toe, but worse.
Ooh. Or I might leave with 9 piggies.
You don't want that.
No.
I mean, you have small feet.
I know. My tic-tac on the end will get chopped off.
Your tic-tac on the end.
Look, Dean, it's like a little tic-tac.
It's just so tiny. Look at it.
Barely sticks out of my
Everything
sandal.
About this girl is tiny.
So I feel like, I don't know. I'm excited. July
12th.
Yeah. 12th.
Okay.
She's good. There, be square.
All right, so we have a lot to... Our last episode for season one is coming up, and that'll be Drunk Jeopardy.
Yep.
And that'll be fun. We'll have more people here. And Dean, what are you looking at?
I was just saying, I forgot to mention that I'm drinking a delicious Hop Header IPA.
Oh.
Oh, at Adler Brewing?
At Adler Brewing.
Ooh, no, I actually like what I have.
What do you have?
The Adler Radler.
It's good, right?
It's beer, a certain kind of beer, Hop Header, with Sprite.
Yeah, it's so good.
And I don't like beer.
No, and I was so mad. Like, somebody came in and they said, you should do this. And I tried it and I was like, oh, you son of a bitch. This is good.
Mm-hmm.
This is really good.
Yeah, I like it. It's kind of just like drinking a Sprite with a little pizzazz.
Pizzazz?
Pizzazz.
Dean, to your right, I put it over there on that picture. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me what that picture is? And it's going to go up where you sit.
Well, obviously, this is the cast of Cheers.
And what does it say? Is there a signature on it?
Norm.
Norm.
Where did you get that from?
I got that years ago. I'm a Cheers freak. I'm going to frame it, and I'm going to put it right
there. I
was going
to say, you're going to put it in a picture frame?
Yep, and I'll put it someplace, maybe up
top
there.
Put it under that sign where it says must be 21, because he always sits over there.
Okay.
Well, I don't know, unless you...
No, I don't care.
There's no other wall space.
I could put it, actually, down under the bar, too. It'd be kind of... People would look for it.
Aww.
At Gene's seat. And that would be your seat. And when somebody comes in, you'd be like, I was sitting there.
Excuse me, I was sitting there?
We've been here all night.
Yeah, I was yesterday.
Like, all the time. And you'll fake a heart attack? All right, well, that's it. So we're going to do Drunk Jeopardy, Belt Sander Races, July 12th. Peyton is going to do it. We have Adler, Reading Phillies, from One Tickets. You can email us at adlerbrewing@yahoo.com.
And we have new beer.
And we have Adler Rattler. That's really good.
To feel free to come out to the Reading Phillies and buy us drinks.
Yeah. Oh, I would love that. People just coming up to me and say, hey, let me buy you a beer. I mean, that's a good idea.
I think it's a great idea.
You won't be there, though.
Sorry.
I'm always thinking, Mike.
You're always thinking.
How can I get free beer?
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, so that's our time.
That's it.
That's it.
It's a wrap.
I hope everybody enjoyed. One more left, and then we'll take a few weeks off, and we'll come back for season two.
Turn it up next week.
This song is for... Oh, you son of a bitch. I waited too long. I had it all
set
up.
Does it make
you
mad when that happens?
I hate it, when you're about to push it, and it goes to... Mm. It goes blank.
Why did you not give him a ding on that?
I know, sorry.
Goodbye.
He's a demon on wheels. He's a demon and he's gonna be chasing after someone. He's gaining on you, so you better look alive. He's busy revving up the powerful Mach 5. And when the odds are against him and there's dangerous work to do, bet your life's eraser, see it through. Go Speed Racer, go Speed Racer, go Speed Racer, go! He's often flying as he guns a car around the track. He's jamming down the pedal like he's never coming back. Adventure's waiting just ahead! Go Speed Racer, go Speed Racer, go Speed Racer, go!